Tenor Lawrence Williford joins us this morning to talk about his new CD, O Gladsome Light. Now, these are sacred songs, hymns, and meditations, which will be released in North America on October 20th. I believe in Europe it's already been released. And this collaboration involves violinist Marie Berard, violist Keith Ham, and pianist Stephen Philcox. Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you doing?
I'm doing terrific.
Great. And congratulations with this CD. I was listening to it last night, and it's very beautiful.
Oh, thank you. I hope it didn't lull you into a sleep after pie and whatnot.
Well, I didn't have pie.
Oh, good. All right, good.
But I wanted you to come in today to talk about, because when I, all the stuff I see on social media and all the advertising that I read about you, it's your, to me, you're like the definitive voice of art song.
Oh, my.
And I thought it would be great to talk about that through
this. How do you feel
recording
about that?
I don't know. Yeah. I should talk to some of my colleagues and friends about that, how they feel about
that. But also, you know, it is kind of interesting. I mean, when we sort of get slotted because of our reputations into different types of music. Like I was doing tons of Carmens.
Absolutely.
And
right.
I wouldn't be singing. I was never hired to do art song, except when I did the few recitals that I did.
Yeah.
But you do a great deal of art song.
I'm responsible for part of that because I helped start this organization with Stephen Philcox, who's the pianist on this recording.
Fabulous.
Is at the Faculty of Music at University of Toronto. We started an organization called Canadian Art Song Project and have been really focusing on trying to promote the Canadian song repertoire.
Mm-hmm.
And song is, art song is just, it's that intimate, classically composed music for recital, for voice and piano. And so there's a lot of repertoire in Canada by Canadian composers that weren't really known. And that's one of the reasons why I kind of got heavily involved in this repertoire. Yeah.
Well, also, you're extremely musical, and the choices that you make are very thoughtful. And this recording that I've heard, I don't know, it seemed to me that you had a real passion and a love for art song.
Well, I think text is very important in what we do as singers. It's the unique aspect of our music making that instrumentalists don't get to partake in necessarily.
Uh-huh.
And actually, they're trying to recreate that in a lot of what they're doing. So if we look at it as performers, as trying to communicate the text that we have, that brings a lot of information to us so we as performers can then communicate to our audience.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the real unique opportunity we have. So I try to take time and really focus my energies on delivering the text. So nuanced and whatnot through that, I think.
How did this this recording come about? Because I know it's difficult to get a recording out, and I guess then the second part was, like, once you had the financing or whatever, how did you choose?
Yeah.
Which pieces to
so it would actually be the reverse order.
Okay.
It is very, very difficult to get a recording made these days.
Mm-hmm.
The financing is a huge component. So I'm very grateful to Factor and Ontario Arts Council for helping make this possible for the funding on that. And to get grants for these projects, you have to come to them with basically the proposed project.
Okay.
So the repertoire was already planned ahead. And the genesis of this program itself, I was raised in the church, so sacred music has always been a big part of me as in my youth and my upbringing and my development as a musician.
Mm-hmm.
And I knew the Vaughan Williams hymns for viola and tenor from my undergrad days, they're massive works. They're really challenging. And I had been working on some other things in the past few years. I came across Edmund Rubra, the English composer.
Yes, yeah.
He's not very well known in
North
America.
An almost forgotten composer.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
And his songs are relatively, not known at all, really. But I was working on putting together a collection of songs by Edmund Spenser, settings of Edmund Spenser's Amoretti, love poetry. And he did a setting of these with string quartet, and I was preparing to perform them and came across his other small sacred songs. And I thought, what an interesting language that these two composers share. The texts, the quality of music being very modal, and the setting of these sacred texts. And then I looked also at Rubbra's teacher, Gustav Holst, yeah. and the connection between those three composers and how they set text and the sacred music that they set all spoke to me. And then you had the combination of violin, viola, and piano. And it just really, it all just came together.
Mm. Now tell us about the soloists, the other soloists, Marie Berard and Keith Ham and Stephen Philcox. You have a relationship with Stephen Philcox in the Art Song Project, correct?
Yes. Well, Stephen and I are very good friends. Funnily enough, each one of these musicians, including myself, we have a relationship through the Canadian Opera Company.
Yes.
With the exception of Keith, he's currently there. He's the principal violist at the COC. I didn't know him until just recently. But the other two, I met through the COC years ago. Stephen and I live in the same neighborhood. We're working together on this Canadian Art Song Project.
That's
perfect.
It's
pretty good. Yep. His daughter came over to babysit my daughter. You know, there's all sorts of good things going on there. we've been working quite a lot on Canadian repertoire. We wanted to get out and do a project that was not Canadian,
yeah, yeah.
necessarily, just branch out a little bit between our own music making. And then the other soloists, Keith is a champion of chamber music himself,
okay.
and Marie also. And Marie, as I said, I've known since my days in the COC.
And she's
I
the
have
concert
utmost,
master.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. So we have the two principal players of their instruments, and then Stephen Philcox. And Marie, I just can't speak highly enough of. She's an inspiration on so many levels. And so it was just a pure joy, a real celebration of music making. And
there's a real sweetness to her sound, isn't there?
Yeah, yeah. And truly. Mm-hmm. And you know, the variations that she plays on this are really quite beautiful, quite stunning.
I know this is a bit of a difficult question because you're a very humble man.
Oh, boy.
but describe your voice to us.
Oh, my. I don't know.
Come on, you can do it. I know you can do
well,
it.
Well, I'm more in line with the English tradition, the English and Germanic traditions. I don't have that kind of really strong kind of squillo that the Italian tenors have. And so I think my voice speaks in a more round sound.
Mm-hmm. It also sits higher.
Your voice
sits higher.
Well, there you go. Mm-hmm. I also sing quite a lot in probably the most challenging part of the tessitura for tenors, and so that's around what we call the passaggio. It's the it's the tricky spot. It's the bridge from one part of the voice to the next. And so I sing a lot of Bach. I sing a lot of Baroque repertoire, and that's a big part of singing in that repertoire. So I bring that to my song.
Probably has a lot to do also. Would you not agree with personality?
Probably true.
Well, Lawrence, I want to thank you so much for coming in today, and congratulations with
this
release.
Thank you so much.
And in Europe, and how can people get your CD?
So it's already available in Europe online. It was released there last month on the 29th. In North America, Canada, and the States, and all other places on this hemisphere, it's October 20th is the release date. So they can get that on Amazon. They can do that through my website, lawrencewilliford.com. They can do it through iTunes or any place on Naxos. All of those places that you regularly go to. Spotify. Well, I don't know. I don't even know all the places people go to. Okay. So October 20th is the magic date.
Well, that's great. And thank you for listening in. We're going to play a number now. It's a piece by Holst, and it's called The Heart Worships. Thank you for coming in, Lawrence.
Thank you so much. Really appreciate it.
Silence in heaven.
Tenor Lawrence Williford and music by Gustav Holst, The Heart Worships. And that's from his forthcoming Stone Records release, O Gladsome Light, which will be released on October 20th.